So please take a look at somebody with issues.
Guys, wasn't the beach trip like so much fun?
Yeah, and then when Pastor Richard fell.
Oh my god, that was
hilarious. I felt bad laughing, but it was so funny.
I know.
What?
You have something.
What?
Wait! Wait a minute!
What is on your face?
I can fix this.
No!
Oh, doesn't that just kind of say it all? You guys can give the drama team a little hand if you guys would like. Thank you, Kristen, drummer and she's our makeup artist of the church. So give me a little bit more lights up in here. It's getting a little dark. Okay, here we think. What the heck does that have to do with anything? Well, the thing is, we all got issues. Whether your issue is thinking you can solve other people's problems when you got your own problems. Whether your issue is makeup. Whether your issue, I don't know. I don't know what your issue is, but here's the bottom line: is everybody's got issues, and you know, for the next couple weeks, I want to talk to you guys about issues. And today, we're gonna kind of break this open. We're gonna start this thing off kind of slow, but we're gonna get into some specific things because people go through issues and they need to know how to deal with them. Or maybe you're thinking, Pastor Richard, like I don't got any issues. Or maybe you're thinking the issues you want to talk about, they're not my issues. But that's fine because the things that we're gonna go through the next couple weeks, if it's not your thing, then it's somebody you know's thing. Maybe you live in the same house as them and this is their thing. Maybe it's your friend or your enemy and this is whatever their issue is. So you know, today, you know, when you come to church, it's not just about you. It's about what God wants to do through you. You know, if you ever come to church and you think, man, I've heard that story before. Well, you know what? Maybe God's trying to remind you so you can share it with somebody. You know, if you're thinking, man, this is not about me. It's about this guy over there, weirdo next to me, that's who it's for. No. You know, whenever you think something is about somebody else in church, then you need to know that it probably is about you. Because the truth of the matter is we all need a little bit of help. And you know, we need people in this place who have issues. You know, a church needs people with issues in it. Because if a church is filled with people who are really nice and really friendly and perfect, well, then I'm afraid the church isn't doing what it's supposed to do. Because a church is meant to be a hospital. It's meant to be a place where hurt and broken people can come in and get healed. And this church, our youth ministry, our church as a whole needs to constantly have hurt people inside of it. People who are rough around the edges, you know what I'm saying? People that we think, man, are they okay? We need those people in our church because this is the place where they can be okay. They can go from kind of like weird to okay. That's exactly what church is about. That's what the gospel is about. It's about bringing broken people good news. So today, I just want to kind of get into this. I want to get into the basics of what we're going to be talking about in the next couple weeks. And if you guys got your Bibles, go ahead and turn to Proverbs, the fourth chapter. And it kind of begins to break things open. It kind of begins to talk about the general idea of what issues are. I guess looking into this, it kind of is the solution, the basic solution for, I don't know, I guess you'd say the world's problems. I mean, I guess if I was to ask you the question, what are the main issues, the main problems facing young people today? Maybe you're thinking about it. What are the biggest problems facing young people today? Everybody's, look at that. He's kind of cute, that little boy there. Anyway, maybe not. But what are the issues people face? I mean, what's the thing that gets on your nerves the most? Or what's the thing that bugs you the most? Or what's the issue? Thank you, Michelle. She said, did you say sex, drugs, and rock and roll, honey? Is that what you said? Oh, rap music. Rap, the rap music.
those kids in their rap music is so loud. I don't understand what they're saying. If they talk a little bit slower, I might know. Since
we're shouting ideas out, I guess what would it be? I mean, what is it? Math, mathematics, algebra, and geometry. Those are the issues we're dealing with, people. These are the issues. These need to be on the ballots, okay? Other than math. Other than an academic sense, social studies. What would it be? What you said your looks? The way people look? Oh, you think people are so preoccupied with the way they look? Maybe like their hair, their waist size, maybe like whether you look nice enough. So self-confidence issues then, maybe like whether or not people like themselves. I would even take it that further. Am I taking it too far with that? So the way people look or the external, what else would it be? What did you say? Fitting in. So then acceptance, feeling self-worth and value, fitting in. Acne. I mean, speaking of our problems here, somebody said that. I don't know exactly who they were in this section here. But, okay, these aren't superficial things, I would say. Because even like, okay, what else? Because these are just, we're just scratching the surface here. What else? What's a pressing issue today in young people's lives? Is it suicide? Suicide. I think that's a big deal. I mean, I think too many people are taking their lives. I agree. Suicide, depression. I mean, cutting, I would say eating disorders, I think self-harm, people hurting themselves to make themselves feel better. I think that's a big one. I think that's a really serious one. What else? Is there anything else? What's bullying, fitting in, peer pressure? What'd you say? Family problems. Who got family issues up in here?
Whoa.
Well, I guess we know what we're talking about next week. Family issues, okay? Definitely, especially if you throw, like, step-parents in the mix, then it gets a little crazy. Step-mom, step-dad, step-brother and sister, then it gets a little crazy. I mean, these are issues. These are serious issues. What else? Is there anything else? Have we kind of covered? What'd you say? Unforgiveness. Oh, they just go to the root of all things right there. Unforgiveness, trust, or even people liars. What about people you can't trust? Liars. You don't trust no one. Who thinks lying is a big issue? Who knows liars? Dirty, horrible liars. Who's ever dated a liar? Then you're doing pretty good. You've never dated a liar then. What else? What other issues we got? I think we're kind of hitting some feminism? Like feminists? Like women who are mad at men? What do you mean feminism? How is feminism an issue? I want to hear this one. Okay, do you mind talking on the microphone? Okay, feminism. To explain, feminism is an issue.
I don't know. Just feminism.
But it is an issue. You don't know, but it is an issue. I have to listen to him. His issues are important to me. He feels like feminism is an issue. When you figure it out, let me know, and I'll figure out how we're going to talk about that. Femininity. Femininity is a good thing. Like, girls should be feminine. But it's okay if you guys still have to, like shoot guns and stuff like that. That's cool. Anything else? Yes, what do you got here? What's that? Relationships. Okay, I think that's issues inside of relationships. Like, how to do them right. Like, how come people cheat on each other? You just threw that one out. Okay, cheating, relationships, how to make it work, how to find the right one. What you got here? Racism. Really? Okay. Racism is, do you guys feel like racism is an issue? Does anybody feel like racism is an issue? But you feel like racism, feminism, like that. I think for the most part we got a pretty good handle on it, but America in general needs a little bit of help. What you got? I'm gonna take one or two more. What else we got here? Teenage pregnancy. I think. Can we just throw sex up in there? The whole thing: sex, lust, pregnancy. What's that? Drugs. drugs, smoking weed. That's right, smoking MTV. Do people still watch MTV? Do you guys watch MTV? Who watches MTV? Show me your hand. Who is sad MTV doesn't actually play music? That's what YouTube's for, right? Addictions. Addictions. Okay, addictions are a definite issue. Addictions to drugs. You know, there's emotional addictions. There's sexual addictions, pornography, the whole shebang, you know, all that kind of. Addictions are a really serious issue because people get addicted to stuff. People get addicted to Clash of Clans all the time. Pastor Joseph, Mark Polo. But no, addictions are seriously an issue. I mean, being addicted to like video games. People seriously stay up to like 5-6 in the morning playing this stuff when they should be doing their homework. It's a reality. That's a real addiction. That's what it is. Okay, last one. Anybody else? Any other issues? I think you guys have some really good ones here. I think you guys had a really serious one. What's that? Homosexuality. Okay, now, you know, go there, huh? Okay, so now, okay, let me ask you guys this. Because church is a safe place, do you guys feel like the homosexual issue, gays, lesbian, you think that's an issue now in these days? Yes. This is, well, it's, I mean, yeah, I mean, especially with the things going on in the Supreme Court, you know, this last week, you know, it affects the nation. And over the next 5 to 10 years, it's going to continue to affect the nation and what's legal, what's not legal, what's accepted and what's not accepted. I think that question is definitely an issue. So who wants to talk about this stuff over the next couple weeks? You do? Thank you, Leah, in the back. Thank you, young lady in the back. Who thinks these are things we need to talk about? Okay, let me ask you this. Who knows, okay, do you guys, now, who knows where the Bible talks about this? Do you guys know Revelations? It all, Revelation, the four horsemen come in and take care of everything. Wrap up the issues in a big bowl of wrath and pour them out. That's a crazy book. All right. Well, let's do this. Okay, let's do this. Let's take all this, because we've been planning and thinking and studying and getting some different issues and things. We've been talking about it over the past several weeks about what we're going to be talking about. And hearing what you guys want to hear, well, this helps us continue to figure these things out. And I don't know, maybe we'll stay here as long as we need to figure out these issues, because I think it's really important. You know, and do this too. I don't know if we could put them up there, but just, you know, while we're at it. You know, we have some social media stuff and everything like that. I don't know if you guys are into the social media, the Twitter, the Facebook, the Vine. We don't Snapchat because that's kind of weird. And I don't think you want the Rock Youth Snapchatting you. It's a picture of the pulpit, 5 in the morning. But if you guys have issues or things, you know, hit us up on Facebook, send us a message, direct messages on Twitter. I don't know how you would, we don't have a kick or anything like that, so you can't get at us on Instagram, I guess, but you could always do it. But if you guys want to do that, check us out on Facebook. If you just go on a social media and type at The Rock Youth, one word, and that's probably where we're at. That's what we do. So hit us up. Let us know if there's an issue that you really feel like we need to talk about and stuff like that, or just email us youth@rockchurch.com, whatever the case is, and we'll get you guys going, or just talk to us afterwards, because we want to talk about the issues that are important to you guys and the questions you guys have. And like I said, today is going to be an easy one. The next couple weeks might get a little sticky. They might get a little ugly. They might get a little, I mean, and here's the thing too, is with some of these issues, you guys might actually disagree with us. That's right. Pastor Richard ain't dumb. I understand some of you guys don't agree with everything that we talk about in this place, but you know what? That's okay. That's okay, because we're not afraid of that, you know, but what we do want to do is you guys are here in church. My assumption is this, is you guys are here to hear what God thinks about things, right? Is that why you're in church? You guys are here in church to see what God thinks about things, what God's idea is. And even with me, myself, there are things that God tells me that I don't always agree with. Can I be real? Can we be real in church, people? I know. It's kind of a scattered applause. The pastor starts saying stuff like that. I don't think God's right. But it's true. Now hear me out before you get me fired. Is there are things that I don't always agree with on God. And you know why that is because I'm not perfect. Because if I was perfect, then I would think everything God thinks is absolutely wonderful, beautiful, hunky-dory. But there's things I don't understand. God, why do you think that when I think this? But you see, I'm mature enough to realize this. And see, I don't know where you're at in your walk with God, but you need to be mature enough to realize this too, is that you're going to hear things that God thinks, and God's going to speak to you in your walk, and you're not going to understand it. And you may not even like it. But if you and I are mature in our walk with God, when God tells us things we don't like and we don't agree with, we need to be mature enough to find out why God thinks what he thinks. And then we change our heart to what God's heart is. See, look, if we are becoming more like Jesus, that means somebody's got to change. And either Jesus is changing to be more like us, or we're changing to be more like Jesus, right? So when I see there's a difference from what I think and what Jesus thinks, then I need to change to what Jesus thinks. And however it's going to be, God will take you by the hand. The Bible says God will lead you by the right hand through dark places. And God will take you by the hand, and he'll show you why he says and thinks and does what he thinks. Because I don't know if you've ever read the Bible before, but there's some crazy stuff in the Bible, like crazy stuff. Like, I don't think I'd want to watch that movie if that Bible story was in a movie. You know what I'm saying? And I want to know, God, why is that important? So he'll change my heart to be like his heart. See, that's what it's about. That's where these issues can be found. Because God and his word speak to all of these issues. Whether or not 2,000 years ago there was TV and pornography like we know it, but there was it as they knew it back then. The issues that we're going through today, whether it be dating and relationships, you know, whether it be suicide and self-harm. Look, this stuff is in the Bible, guys. We just need to find it because God has an opinion on it. And maybe where there isn't a specific thing where the Bible says thou shalt only play so many hours of video games in a day before it's sinful, God has a heartbeat that we can find out what God's heart says about this. And when we find out what God's heart is, then all of a sudden we realize we can follow God through the thick and the thin, through the hard times and the easy times, through the ups and the downs. You see, in Proverbs 4, verse 20, the Bible says this. In Proverbs 4, verse 20, it says, my son, or daughter, depending on what you are, my son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes and keep them in the midst of your heart. Because they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. It says keep or protect or guard or watch or put a defense around your heart with all diligence. It says keep your heart, protect your heart with all diligence, with all the effort you have, because out of it spring the issues of life. Out of your heart spring the issues of life. You see, when you boil it down, whether it's an addiction, whether it's alcoholism, whether it's racism, whether it's teen pregnancy, even that, issues of lust, or maybe you've been hurt and there's memories in your head that you just cannot get out of your head. There's things that you've heard and there's things that you've seen that cannot be erased from your memory. All of these things, when boyfriends hit their girlfriends, when teenagers run away from home, all these things come from the heart. Because everything that you do, or everything that people do before you ever do it with your hand, before you ever walk it with your feet, before you ever say it with your mouth, before it ever becomes a part of what you do, it comes because of who you are on the inside. Nothing just happens. It's never because we just get caught up in it. It's all because we've first done it in our heart before we do it with our life or with our body, with our words or with our actions. You see, life all comes from your heart. The Bible tells us this, guard your heart, because what's in your heart is what will be in your life. And the things we surround and fill ourselves with, the thoughts that we think in our heart, if we're not careful with them, they'll become real. They'll become actions, and they'll become hurts. You know, the truth is this, is look, we've all got issues, and we've got to deal with them. I mean, issues, it's exactly the way it sounds when you subscribe to an issue, Issues of magazines, right? when you get your car and driver, or when you have Cosmo Teen, or if you got whatever it is magazine that you read or watch or look. I mean, when a person subscribes them every week, every month, they come to your doorstep, and it's the same story told in a different way. Look, you've been to Stater Brothers before. You've been in the grocery store. You see those magazines, 16 ways to do your hair. It's the same 16 ways from 3 months ago. How many different things can you really do with your hair? Listen, ladies. These haircuts, they were cool 20 years ago. I know, because I'm that old. 30. I'm old. I've seen it before. Except maybe the one where you shave the side of your head. That's kind of new. But anyway, they didn't do that 20 years ago. A little bit different. Back then, you shave the back of your head. That's what it was. It just kind of moved sideways. I know, because my girlfriend used to have that. Don't ask me. I look back at it. If you guys have just the back of your head shaved, I'm not trying to rag on you. I'm just saying that was it back then. It was like, you'd say, what? It's true. You used to shave the entire back of their head like this. It wasn't the side. That was the 90s. And then you'd tie your hair up. Anyway, whatever. I dumped her. Whatever. Okay, so it's all the same. Issues. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. If your issue is fill in the blank, it will attack you and it will assault you. The arguments you have with your parents, it'll come at you today. And if it gets you and you harbor that, it's going to come at you tomorrow. And on the way home from church, you're going to argue with your mom. And it's going to bug you and it's going to bother you and it's going to keep you up all night. And then what's going to happen in 2 more days? You're going to argue about the same dumb thing. And the issue is going to come back up, and it's a comeback because you've subscribed to it. And it's a part of every piece of you because you haven't changed anything, because you haven't given it to God. Because you have subscribed to it, and every week, every month, we renew it because we don't change it. Or your friends. You know, your friends that you love, but they're just dumb sometimes. Those dumb friends you have. You got the smart friends, the dumb friends. Those dumb friends. They won't let it go. So every week, it gets delivered to their doorstep. Gets put in their heart, and it comes out their mouth. It happens every week because they haven't guarded their heart. See, we'll get into specifics, but today we're getting into the generalities. And here's how you know what your issues are is when you get squeezed in life. Look, anything, if you squeeze it, what's on the inside is going to come out. With an orange, pomegranate, pimple, you know it's true. Somebody said acne up in here, you know what I'm talking about. Amen. When you squeeze anything, when you put pressure on it, what's on the inside will come out. It's the same thing with you. When you're frustrated, what's on the inside of you will come out of your mouth. When you're angry, what's on the inside of you is going to come out. Whether that's you're punching a hole in your bedroom wall. Whether it's you slamming the door in your parents' face saying, I wish I was never born. Whether it's the person who is so wrapped up in life, all they could think about is, I need another drink. Where's the next party? I just need to blow off some steam. When temptation is flooding over you, the thing we run to relieve that temptation, that pressure, those are our issues. Because the Bible says, guard your heart, because out of it come the issues of life. It flows out of you, from your heart to your actions. You know, my mother-in-law lives in Yucaipa, and they just moved there not too long ago. And there was this huge fire this last week. I don't know if you guys saw it or heard about this huge the mill fire. It was weird, and it just kind of took over the entire. Well, what my mother-in-law's house was right there, and if you guys saw any of the news reports, you probably saw her house. Literally, her house is on the top of an embankment. They have like 30 feet of flat dirt, and then it just goes like down into a gully, and they have like this chasm right behind them. It's just this huge valley gully, big grassy thing behind them, and the fire just went. And I'm telling you, we were all in the middle of a meeting, and my sister-in-law she got a call. My wife got a call, and she's like, "Your mom's house is on fire. I can't see it anymore. There's fire. The dogs are in the house." It was one of her neighbors, and like, we don't know what to do. You guys, you know, it's all over. So all of a sudden, my sister-in-law is like, "Okay, I'm out of here." We got a text from her like 10 minutes later. She's like, "You guys better get on your knees and pray." I was like, "Whoa," because if you know my sister-in-law, she's not like that. But But it was nuts. It was absolutely nuts. And they got there, and she got there, and she couldn't even see the house because smoke was in, it was engulfed in smoke. The fire was huge up the hill, and all of a sudden, you know, this big airplane comes by, and it drops all the chalk and stuff all over the place. It was a nutty mess. It was just disgusting. It was weird. It was chalky. It was crazy. And all of a sudden, it turned out that her house never caught on fire. It had come about 20 feet from the house. It literally came up the entire hill to where, and it stopped right where the hill stopped. There's even they even showed me a picture of one of their trees. It's burned all around the tree, except the tree isn't burned. Weird. The lawn chair didn't make it, but the tree made it. And it was bizarre. Well, anyway, Missy got there, and she got there, and the neighbors were out, and then the neighbors had broken into their house to get their dogs. It was crazy. And the fire people were there, and the firemen were there, and the news reporters there, and they interviewed her. And they got in the Press Enterprise interview. Do you guys have the video? It's like a quick, like 45-second video. Go ahead and roll the video. This is the part of the news report that they got of her.
Basically, the mill fire is about 200 plus acres. We did have a number of homes that were evacuated, and the people responded very well to the evacuation order. And so far, because of good building codes, brush clearance, and fast, hard work by firefighters, we were able to go through and defend those homes.
Look, there's only 30 feet within my house of the flames, and especially my backyard, really close to it. And I was back there on the corner when the smoke was just covering my house, and I was just praying to Jesus that it wasn't going to get covered and it just get engulfed in flames. And
that it was just a quick little 45-second clip. And you know, there's all these news reports and stuff like that, and even people over on the in the Midwest, East Coast, they were reading these reports about it, and they interviewed her, and that's what she was talking about. She said, you know, she gave the story, and then she said, you know, the whole way home, she's praying to Jesus, and she said, Jesus rescued my house. You could read the news reports online. You look up the Mill Creek Fire and stuff, because she's one of the people they interviewed. And see, if your house was on fire, what would you say? Oh, shit! What the? God, what words would come out of your mouth, right? I mean, look, you guys stub your toes and we say those words, all right? Right? I didn't say it. You guys are listening to it. But see, her house is on fire, and she says she's praying to Jesus. See, when you get squeezed, what's on the inside of you comes out. When you break up with your girlfriend, what words are coming out of your mouth? What are you saying about her? Because you're squeezed, and what's inside of you, when you absolutely hate your mom or your dad, what words are coming out of your mouth? What actions are, because what's on the inside of you comes out of you. You know what I'm saying? These are the issues. What's the first thing we think of when we're depressed? These are the issues that are coming out of our heart. You see, people can do AA for alcoholism, and you can go to therapy and counseling and all these type of things, and that's good. But if you don't deal with your heart, the issues will never go away. Best case scenario, your issues don't go away. You just change subscriptions. You trade one issue for another issue. Happens all the time. A family member that was on heroin for her whole beginning of her life. And I don't know if you know much about heroin, but it's an ugly drug. It'll destroy you from the inside to the outside. But, you know, a lot of times you just don't quit heroin. You have to change heroin for methadone, for another type of drug that's less damaging to you. You have to trade one issue for another one. You never fully get rid of the issue. I mean, this is real stuff, guys. And I don't want you to be people that trade issues for issues. When you bring an issue and you give it to Jesus Christ, he gives answers, not replacements. So let's deal with this. See, it's time we stop blaming what's happened to us and we start looking what's happening on the inside of us. See, when something happens, don't ask, why me, God? We need to ask, what next, God? Does that make sense? instead of saying, God, why did my house burn down? Why, God? The lawn chair. I loved it. A little Coke holder in it. Say, all right, God, the lawn chair's gone. What shall I do next, Lord? Shall I buy another lawn chair? Or is this a sign that says maybe lawn chairs are not for me, Lord? Lord, I will move on from this lawn chair. Because as God is my witness, I shall live another day. And yes, my butt shall rest on something else. That's what I'm saying. Get a recliner. Something better. I don't need that old boyfriend. Give me a new one. A better one, Lord. A better one with a six-pack, Lord. Amen. Watch it. Watch yourself. Watch it. Watch it now. Instead of why me, God, what next, God? And when we do that, we see issues solved because the issues of the heart are being solved. Because you are what? The Bible says in verse 20, it says, give attention to my words. And then it says right here, don't let these things depart from your eyes. Because when you have an issue, you need to listen to the right voice and you need to keep your eyes fixed on the right perspective. And if you will do those two things, you will be solved. Your problems will be solved. John 10:27, you don't have to turn there. I want to read it to you. Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they will follow me. So if you have issues or you know friends that do, you need to find out what God says. And you may not like it, and it may not be easy, but you need to. Romans 8:14 says, as many people are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. If you call yourself a Christian, then you need to listen for God's voice. See, the problem is we're so used to tuning God's voice out that we don't even know it anymore. We're so used to listening to our voice, we don't hear God's voice. But when you listen to God's voice, when you get quiet, when you turn the phone off, when you unplug the internet, when you turn the lights down low, when you put on some praise and worship music in your bedroom, and you begin to try to listen for God's voice, he'll speak to you. Because if you're really a Christian, if you're really someone who believes in God, you may not hear it in your ears, but you'll hear it in your heart. And God will show you how to deal with and again, get rid of these issues. He'll show you how to treat your mom, your dad. He'll show you how to find value outside of a boyfriend or a girlfriend. He'll show you what to do when you have desires in your heart that you don't want, but you cannot shake them. He'll show you because he'll talk to you. He says he will lead you. You will know him and you will follow Jesus. See, their part two is this. Is a lot of times we look in the wrong perspective. People say this all the time. Follow your heart. You have to be true to yourself. That is about the dumbest thing I've ever heard. That is like good if you're writing like The Notebook or The Notebook Part 2. If you're watching Titanic or whatever that one is. Probably not Magic Mike because I'm sure it has nothing to do with hearts. But look, our hearts are what got us into this problem in the first place. So if you follow your heart, you're going to keep on walking around in problems. The Bible says in Jeremiah 17:9, it says your heart is wicked. You need to trade it in for a new one. And when you trade your heart in for a new one, then you can listen because you have God's heart inside of you. Remember what I said, you'll disagree with God. Follow him anyway. You keep your eyes on the right perspective. What am I saying here? Is this. If you don't remember anything about this today, the only thing you remember, if your mom says, what did you learn today in church? This is what you learned. Every issue comes from your heart, so you need to make sure that your heart is right. If your heart is right, then your issues will become right. That's what it is. What's your problem? What's your issue? Who is your issue? Because if it's somebody other than you, you're looking a little too far. The issue is your heart. Protect it, guard it, and your issues will be solved. If you guys got anything out of God today, let's give him praise. All right.